Wee!
Yeah.
Wee!
Yeah, so this Noxcast is slightly late.
Wee!
It's 10:41 p.m. here on Tuesday, and we're just recording.
Wee!
But I'm here.
Yeah, Matt's back.
Hey!
Ha ha!
Jason.
What?
Who are these sexy people?
What?
Who are these sexy people who are listening to us?
They are the Noxcast radio listeners.
I want to get all of their phone numbers.
I don't.
You guys are sexy.
I realize, like, most of our audience is, like, 9.
Good night, everybody.
I'm looking up the sexual molesters list in Texas now to see if you're on it.
I'll be in the bees.
You're not supposed to admit to it. What the hell's the matter with you?
I'm gonna get caught anyway. Might as well look nice.
Disgusting. Touch little boys. Everywhere I look, I see little boys.
Mad
what a way to start an episode. Let me tell you.
Knocks at night.
Knocks at night.
Knocks at night.
Yeah.
Knox at night.
Yeah, so Knox is pretty sick today, actually.
I was pretty damn sick.
Knox has been pretty damn sick since he learned how to speak.
Yeah.
I'm only gonna get
sicker. That's a different kind of sick. That's like,
yeah, man, I've been in bed until 8 o'clock. So I just woke up. I just got out of my bed an hour ago because I felt like crap. And I thought, how can things get any worse? And I had to do Noxcast.
And you thought, why did I take Viagra? I don't need Viagra.
Nothing
yeah,
wrong with
so...
experimenting.
So yeah.
It works.
So welcome to Noxcast. This is episode 53.
There's
1 year ago.
Right
1 year ago today or tomorrow or whenever we started doing this stupid show.
Yes,
yeah,
I remember
really.
Saying, why are you doing a stupid podcast? That's stupid.
He did say that in those exact words.
We told you, it'll get better.
Yeah, and I remember you made me listen to your stupid, what was it, Hamlet?
Yeah.
That was the first episode.
Yeah, Hamlet.
Stupid Hamlet. I was like, I couldn't listen to the whole thing. I turned it off, but like...
What?
5 seconds into you guys reading it.
Like,
yeah, I think I remember your conversation with me. It consisted of the line, "What is this crap?" that was about it. Then you closed it.
Yeah, you sent me some link, and I start playing it. It's an MP3, and you're like, "Yeah, poor self of now, I stab at thee. I love myself." And it's like, what the bleepity bleep? This is the biggest crap of bleep that I've ever seen. If Jason was here right now, I'd stab him in the face. Bleepity bleepity bleep.
Yeah, that was about it.
Bleepity bleepity bleep.
Bleepity
yeah.
Bleep.
Bleepity bleep.
Not a huge fan of Noxcast, are you, Matt?
No, not.
We're not either.
I'm
really,
a fan of...
He hates the show.
I'm a huge fan of the books broadcast.
We had a curse put on us that if we don't do this show every week, we have to burn in hell.
Your nipples would fall off and maggots would squirt out of them?
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Because that's the curse I know I put on you.
So that's why we're scared today, because we're recording at 9 o'clock, so we're 3 hours away from Wednesday. And we don't want to go to
hell.
It's
actually not 9 o'clock. It's actually 10:45. So you can take your Midwestern time and just stick it where the sun don't shine, pal. Eastern Standard Time for the win.
You guys are going to be burning soon.
I got
still alive.
Some good news, Noxcast news here.
Oh, really?
Some good news today.
Let's hear it.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're ready for this?
I can't contain my excitement.
Courts have ruled that the FCC cannot fine television stations for obscene language.
Really?
Cool.
That's awesome, man. That's a breakthrough. It's a breakthrough ruling.
So people can.
So who gets fined now?
No one. They can't. They can't find television stations anymore. For bad language.
For hearing it.
Yeah, because you know networks. Networks before. There's this whole list of words that the FCC won't let them say without being fined for broadcast TV stuff, which is why you never see the F word on ABC.
Sweet.
But now courts have ruled that they're not allowed to do that. And you know what the reason they gave is?
What
is it?
They gave the fact that on a few different occasions, the Bush administration themselves have cursed on public broadcast, either C-SPAN or elsewhere. And so they said if the Bush administration and the government is allowed to use these words, then television networks should be able to as well.
Yeah, I've heard him curse a couple times when he's talking to Tony Blair.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is this?
You know us Texans.
Bleepity bleep bleep. Just want to chop off the bleepity bleeping heads off. Slip some bleepity bleeping down their bleepity bleeping necks.
Yeah.
That's some bleepity bleep.
So this is a good day. This is a good day for television.
Yes.
So people can swear on TV now?
They can say whatever. Well, I think.
Does that mean we can swear on Noxcast now?
And not get fined?
Not gonna get fined. I'm gonna edit it out because I'm tired of getting emails about it. Yeah, thanks.
There's an edit you're gonna have to make.
Yeah.
That was awesome, Nox.
Every time I swear, that means more time you have to put into this episode.
Yeah.
Every time Nox swears, Jason gets an ulcer.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, well.
Because then he has to sit there and go through the audio and be like, where is it? It was around here somewhere. Why didn't I write down the time?
Yeah, well, it's never been bad except for the GN episode. That took some...
Oh, bleepity bleep. Let me tell you something. Every time I bleepity bleep and I wake up, I'm bleepity bleep all over. And then I call a Sky and I'm like, I'm bleepity bleep Sky. Bleepity bleep.
Man, GN's the best. I should get phone calls from him. He's like, hey, Jason, I'm taking a crap right now.
I'm thinking of you, Jason, while I'm taking a crap. Hold on.
And I was all like, why are you calling me, man? And he was all like, I got to tell you something, man. I was like, couldn't it wait? No, man.
Man, the smell is making my brain work. Oh, yeah, Knox disconnected, but...
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Oh. Let me reconnect him.
Go! Go! Spyware! Go!
Yeah, he's been having connection problems lately. He just doesn't seem to connect with people.
Have connection problems with his face.
Ooh. Man, bet you won't say that when he's around, man. That's cold.
Where is he?
I'm trying to connect him, but he's not connecting.
Man, he needs to stop looking at gay rape monkey porn all the time.
Actually, he just IM'd me. He just said gay.
See? It's probably like thousands of pop-ups of gay rape monkey porn are popping up on his screen right now.
No, actually, hey, welcome back, Robert.
Hey, Robert, were you looking at some gay rape monkey porn? Is that why your connection lost?
I was...
Oh.
Accent, right.
More editing.
Yeah.
God.
See, I like Nox at night. Me and Nox can have a lot more fun.
Yeah, but I want to get this episode out soon. I don't want to have to spend an hour working on it.
Oh, yeah, it's almost Wednesday. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this.
Nox at night on Wednesday.
Nox at night.
On Wednesday. We're bringing you a special Wednesday night episode of Nox because there's so much cursing that we couldn't air it on Tuesday.
Hey, you want to hear a neat little tidbit, a neat fact?
Not really, but go ahead.
Go for it.
The MP3 codec. The MP3 codec was developed using the song "Tom's Diner" as the test audio.
Tom's Diner.
Yeah, it's, you know, da 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 I'm sitting on the corner.
Waiting for you to come out.
Yeah, that song, the a cappella version, actually. The a cappella version was used as the MP3 codec because the guy who was developing the codec heard the song and was inspired and decided. So,
it's in my head now, damn you! I can't stop until I finish the song!
The guy developing the codec tweaked the codec until it preserved all of the warmth of the singer's voice. And so you can say that the MP3 codec is actually specifically tuned to the song Tom's Diner. So no other song will encode quite as well as that one.
You should have that one playing in the background.
I don't have that.
Find
you don't
it.
Have that? You have every other song.
I've got it somewhere here, but I don't have the a cappella version.
You have songs that haven't even
find
been made yet.
I
have it, but I don't have the a cappella version.
No one cares about the a cappella version.
But that's the one the codec was tuned for.
Who cares?
The other version. Any version.
Fine. Hold on. It's in my other folder.
Your other folder? I don't want to know what's in your other folder.
Speaking
that song.
Of
okay, here.
Have you guys seen that?
Tom and the other folder?
It's playing.
Have you guys seen the Affleck commercial with the
yeah.
goat?
Yeah.
See this? Commercial. This is all I wanted.
Nah.
Does he pay for groceries when I get hurt on the job?
Nah.
Oh, then he does that little three nah right towards the end.
Nah, sir. Nah. Affleck.
Affleck. Affleck.
You all suck at the Affleck.
Affleck!
Right now, everybody's sitting at home going, I can do that better! Affleck! I can do the Affleck voice! That's nice, dear!
Yeah. Now I forget where the other music I was playing is.
Good. Because all we need to hear is da 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 da.
Yeah, well, that's what's playing right now. It is always nice to see you, Tate, says the man behind the counter. Yeah.
Robert Benford disconnected.
No, he did. I think this is the only song this person made,
Because
I don't think I've heard any other.
You know what song you need to play next?
What?
Behind us? Play Grooves in the Heart. That's another one-hit wonder that's awesome.
I don't have that.
How could you not have Grooves in the Heart? Grooves in the Heart! It's like a disco song.
Yeah.
But it's not a disco song, it's like techno, but you know.
I got a lot
it's
of like music,
early,
but I don't have that.
Early 90s, you know, techno stuff.
Trying to connect to Robert, but it's not working.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
I really hate Skype because it disconnects Knox all the time.
It's not Skype's fault, it's Knox's fault.
I hate Knox then.
For being on a stupid connection.
Screw you, Matt.
So welcome Fox. Back, Robert.
Porno King!
Hey there, Robert.
Yeah, you better believe it.
What?
That's the doing this for him. What?
Are you there?
What were you saying? Yes?
I don't know.
Hello?
What?
Welcome to Hardball, Max. First question. Do you rape donkeys?
Yes.
Yes, you do. That's right.
Yes.
Are you raping a donkey right now?
I'm going to have to call this episode Rated R.
Yes.
Just what I thought.
Rated R. Rated R for a rape.
Knox Cast. What episode is this?
53.
Knox Cast, episode 53. Rated Rape.
Episode 54 is going to be about the many, many letters we received about this episode.
Dear Knox Cast. I'm in seminary school now because you guys ruined my soul.
Well, we've gotten emails from people saying that like they listen to it with their family.
Oh, really?
So, honey, how was school today? Hi, everybody, I'm Nox. I like to
pretty yeah. much, that's how it is.
Meanwhile, in the background, Jason's got whips cracking and, like, goats braying. Yeah!
All right, let's talk about something else.
Well, let's bow our head in prayer.
Let's talk about horses.
Yeah! Goat rape.
Now. Let's talk about ponies now.
No. No, because Matt's going to turn that into something bad.
What? Why is it always me? That's the one.
Yeah,
just replace goat with
a... Let's make a pony rape cowboy song.
Let's not.
Show you how us cowboys really do things.
I'm riding in the west and I got it on my mind. I'm looking for a pony rape I can't find.
Looking for Jason, you're going to have a lot of work to do.
Looking for a pony that I can't rape. Oh, pony.
The edited version of this episode is only going to be 3 minutes long.
Seriously, this is just over the top, Matt. This is a kid's show.
Who said it was a kid's show?
Well, it's not, but only kids listen to it, so...
Well, they need to learn we got
an email. When we asked for the age of our viewers, we asked people to email us. It was all 11 to 15 with the occasional people who were actually older than that.
Bye-bye, Nox.
But,
Oh, pony, why are you mad? Don't you bite. You almost gave me quite a fright, oh, pony. I'm going to tell all my friends to listen to this one. This was gold. Came up with a pony rape song right off the top of my head.
Yeah, you did. That's something to be proud of right there. You can improvise pony rape songs and you, just like that.
It just proves how stupid country music is, because you can just crank out songs like that.
You should put that in your resume, pony rape extraordinaire.
Pony rape by Matt Books. Coming in at number 25, it's Pony Rape by everybody's favorite country artist, Matt Books.
Man, what a guy. Can't get Robert to reconnect.
It's probably a pony raping.
Ridiculous.
Pony rape is when you take your blankety blanket and you stick it in Robert Benford's bleepity bleeping pony.
What the hell are you talking about?
How am I going to edit 10 minutes of pony rape conversation?
You don't.
You just let it go, man. Not those families.
Let it go.
Who are too Puritan and, like, are holding hands, scared around the dinner table right now. You tell them to throw up some horns, man, and go, yeah, pony rape.
There's a certain magic to it.
I don't know. I don't think you have to be a Puritan Christian family to be to be worried by the 10-minute pony rape conversation going on. And
I think only 10 people listen to this show now, so I don't.
Yeah, we're down to like 9 or 10, something like that.
No, we still got a couple thousand.
A couple thousand. Compared to over the 10,000 that we had before.
Okay, so what am I going to name this to properly warn people? Rated R for pony rape?
Yes, rated R for pony rape.
Okay, yep. I'm going
to
write
people
this
are going to think
so
you're joking, though.
Yeah.
And they're like, there's no pony rape.
Episode 53.
Those crazy guys. They're so crazy. Now they're gonna hear me. Nox, I commission you to make the official pony rape song.
Matt,
you know what?
Matt, we're not having you on again.
Make it just like robotic, only pony rape.
Pony.
This is raping.
This
is what happened when Matt
ponies.
Decides he's bored with something.
I will
decides to ruin it.
Here I'm done. This robot hunts my.
He goes. And he just. He takes off his pants and he just takes a big crap over all of it.
I go, hold on a second, let me get in my big truck here and just drive right over this piece of crap. Coming through, Pony Rape.
Pony Raping.
I'm doing the background. Keep going.
I like to rape ponies. How far into the episode are we?
We're about 20 minutes in.
I guess it's too late to redeem ourselves.
Too late to go back now.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a pony. Sunshine and lollipops. And happy things that families can listen to.
Should we talk about rainbows for the rest of the episode?
Rainbows.
Rainbows.
What's the name of that song that Kermit the Frog used to sing?
It's not easy being a donkey raper.
No, is that the one about rainbows, right?
No, I don't remember.
Rainbows. I thought it was one about not being green.
Hey, you know what movie I just got?
What?
The Stupids.
Oh, I saw that.
The movie's fantastic.
You really think it's fantastic?
It's got Tom Arnold.
Oh, that movie? Oh. It's dressed up like a barbershop quartet guy.
Yeah. This movie's so horrible, but it's so funny. I love this movie. This movie's fantastic. I recommend this movie to everyone. The Stupids.
The Stupids.
Rainbow Connection. That's what it is. Rainbow Connection.
Oh, yeah. See, in this movie, The Stupids, this is great scene where, he's gotten into like a military kind of mix up, and so they have this guy going out trying to kill him, and they put a bomb in his car. Then he's driving along and he notices a bee in the car, so he swerves and he pulls over and he starts swatting at the bee. And then the bee lands and sits down on the hood of his car, so he takes off his shoe and he hits the bee with a shoe, and as he hits it, the bomb goes off and his car blows up. And he just looks at the shoe and he says, "Now that's a well-made shoe."
Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
I love The Stupids. That's a fantastic movie.
What's on
that's
the
so
other
bad
side?
That it's good.
I know. It's the whole movie is just terrible.
Yeah, I saw it years ago.
Illusions and rainbows have nothing to hide.
It's a well-made shoe.
I also got a couple other movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I got Pandora's Box.
Pandora's Box.
I've never seen that one.
It's a 1929 silent film about Jack the Ripper.
You said it too fast. I was gonna say Jack the Donkey.
Jack the Donkey?
Or as it's known in Germany, oh, Jack and the Donkey. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Jack. The Donkey.
Well, Matt, you know, I didn't think you were serious when you said before that you were going to try to turn an episode into a Knox at Night episode, but but you managed it somehow. You managed to sneak this episode into to Knox at
history.
Night. Category and
I don't think anybody's gonna be listening to the next one.
Yeah,
this was the final nail in the coffin.
Why did I even bother the last 52 episodes going through and editing stuff? Because
I know now you just make things harder on yourself.
Then you just come episode 53 and ruin everything.
Come with my sledgehammer.
The final nail in the donkey.
Pin the nail on the donkey. There you go.
That's... Oh. Oh, yeah.
It's pin a tail. But, you know. I know what you're going for, Max. Don't worry.
So, Matt, what's new with you, Matt? What's new in the life of Matt Books?
I'm looking for some Willy Wonka song right now so I can sing that. Your imagination, that's the one.
So we go from donkey rape to Willy Wonka.
That makes sense.
Welcome to my messed up, wacky mind.
We got 5 minutes left in the episode.
Can we just play this?
Play what?
You should just play the Pure Imagination song from Willy Wonka.
I don't have the Pure Imagination song from Willy Wonka.
You don't have any song from Willy Wonka?
No.
You have every song in the universe.
No, I don't.
You don't have any Willy Wonka songs?
I got a lot of songs. I don't have that.
Like I said, you have songs that haven't even been made yet. And you
I have 6,000 songs according to my iTunes library.
And no Willy Wonka.
It's 43 gigs of music.
You have 6,000 songs?
Yeah. It's not a particularly large collection, but it's very
bigger than my collection. I'm not much of a
paradise.
I only have like 400.
Anything you want to do it.
Yeah.
You know, you can always play that Lost episode that we never put up. There's no donkeys in that one.
No, that episode was horrible.
Have you even heard it? We're gonna get a lot of fan mail for this one.
So,
jeez. It's too late to redeem ourselves. There's nothing we can do.
You're just saying that because you're hopped up on cough medicine.
Yeah. You're just drinking the Tussin.
Hey, I've had enough when I say I've had enough. I've had enough.
Dude, your lady's eating out of a shroom, man. Willy Wonka's messed up. It's the only movie where, like, being a sick pedophile was, like, readily accepted by the public.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries. Lick my wall. Yeah, I'm putting that in the editing block.
This episode's gonna be 5 minutes long.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm gonna cut this thing. It's just too much.
Just have me sink your imagination.
This episode is gonna be like, it's gonna be like 5 minutes in the beginning, then 15 minutes of tone.
Well, we still got the children. we still got the right at the beginning, so we gotta cut that out too.
Yeah.
Like your imagination.
1 minute left in the episode.
I have with four legged little pony creatures.
Yeah, that's getting cut out.
Try to run. It's so fun when
you should just put one long beep every time we say something. Me.
You can't hide from my eyes. I will find you.
Are you improvising a Willy Wonka rape song?
Yes.
This is the worst episode and the best episode.
It's the best episode and the worst episode.
At the same time.
The yin and the yang. You gotta have it.
The yin
I think
and
we
the
have
yang.
A little bit too much yang.
No, that's wang.
Yang. The yang's the best part.
Why? Pony rape's okay, but come on.
Yang.
Well, we're at 30 minutes, but we should probably record an extra minute or so just to fill in what's gonna...
Just add in a...
Everyone's gonna have the two... We're planting two songs in everyone's psyche today. That first song... It's Tom's Diner. And then Pure Imagination.
Play Tom's Diner again.
No.
Play Tom's Diner.
Well, thanks for listening to episode 53.
Maybe episode
of Noxcast Radio.
I'll find you.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.